Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hey, darling.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
So, had half a second of chat before we went on the air, and you alerted me to the fact that we have a caller in the queue already, so I think we should start off the show with the call and see what happens.
Let's do it. All right.
Doing it.
Hi, Erica 312.
Good morning. Ladies.
This is
Karen from Chicago.
Oh, hi.
Karen from Chicago. Hey.
Been a minute.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Go ahead. Oh, I was just wondering if you could tell me what, if you see anything in store for me financially in the new year, anything getting better. I got a pretty good start right now.
Okay, so if you have a good start right now, then the question is more about trusting. It's like you're seeing the progress, but you're not seeing the progress.
Mm-hmm.
If things are
better,
right? So
yeah,
the,
it's well, I have a project that's gonna this project's gonna end the first week in January because they're bringing in a new person, so they won't be needing me.
Right.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, do me a favor, just take a breath with me. You're not even taking in enough oxygen. You know what I mean? It's almost like in your body, it's like the and I get it, and I'm not making you wrong for it. I get it. It's so primal that it's almost like a scarcity consciousness, and it's not anything that is blame or fault, but there's an origin to it. So whether it was how you grew up, or there was influences that you had, family members that dealt with strife during the Depression, or something coming from way back when, but it really is a matter of knowing that all we know right this second is right this second. That's it.
Well,
so we can have ideas. We can have frames of reference that, yes, at this scheduled date, that this person is coming, which means this current project will terminate and something new will happen. Absolutely. But nature has such wisdom, and this is what I want you to think about. And I'm feeling, now I'm a city girl, but I connect to people's energy. So I'm saying this not from my scope of experience, but I'm saying this from reading your energetic signature, Sharon, that were you exposed to nature growing up, or a rural environment, or you have an appreciation for nature?
No, not really. I mostly live like near buses and trains and concrete pavement.
Okay. But how do you feel about nature?
Oh, I like it.
That's
I like
what I'm
it.
Talking about. You like it. I didn't say where do you live and are you not around nature. I said, do you have a connection to nature? Or did you grow up with it early on? Or was there anybody that there was some exposure to it ever?
My aunt had a ranch, so we would go and visit.
Thank you. Okay. So thank you, because, look, I just – you know, I'm just this average Joe that co-hosts a radio show, but I know I'm good. So when you would visit this ranch, okay, and you were a young person, how did, without getting into specific circumstances, just overall the general feeling, what was the general feeling for you as a child when you would be in this environment?
Oh, just extremely relaxed.
Like, I rest my case. So,
yeah.
So what I'm saying to you, because, again, I'm not guessing at anything. I am reading in the best way that I know how through my filter your energetic signature. So what I am saying, based on what I'm reading from the information that your field is giving me, is that there needs, whether it's watching videos on YouTube of nature, of the beach, or whatever it is, you're not chained down to your environment right this second. There are things that you could do but that, or you meditate and you're thinking about nature or whatever, but that's what needs to happen. The seed, when it's planted, the crops when they're planted, and again, I'm a city girl, I don't even know what the hell I'm saying, but the crops when they're planted, they're not saying, well, in 2 weeks it's harvest, and then I'm going to be sold at Whole Foods for, like, you know, quadruple what it costs to grow me, and this, that, and the other. No. It's just surrender to what is, and that this moment is enough. So one of the first things that you said was that things were getting pretty good right now. Stay with that.
Okay.
And trust life enough that even if you tell yourself, because I know it's hard, trust me, I know it's hard, that even if you say, let me just manage this 15 minutes at a time. So from 2 o'clock to 2:15, I'm okay. Wow, it's 2:15. From 2:15 to 2:45, okay, let's go for a half hour. I'm okay. That actually is a technique some homeless people use to get through.
Okay.
You follow me?
Yeah.
And you're not homeless. Things are good. Things are good. But claim that goodness so that there is an attractor for continued goodness.
Okay.
I'm going to flip this over to Elisa, darling. But I get it. I really get it. But you're fine.
Okay.
All right. I'm flipping it over.
I like this whole process because I think we all, or at least a lot of us, have this, you know, with the timing of things, with, you know, the end of the year and all this hope for the new year, and then especially with you, with, you know, with a project ending, and then it's this feeling of endings, and then how do you sustain beyond that? And so our usual default is to get into our mind space and let's just plan it. We got to plan it out, and there's something to that, but there is also something to really just enjoying where you are. It's an interesting thing because it's the same thing like when people are so fed up with like their job situation. So sort of the opposite. Like right now you're doing well, and you still have a project, you still have stuff to do. But a lot of people when they're like, oh, you know, I hate this job, or I'm ready to leave it, and so when they leave it, or they're in that process of, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens. Usually it begins with looking for a new job. But they have this energy of, but I hate where I am right now. So it's kind of hard to kind of, even if with all the good intentions and the hope of starting something new, because they really do want something new, but their energy is focused on, and what their feeling is, I really don't like where I am. So where do you go from there? You know, like it can happen. It means that there's a lot of struggle, and you end up bringing a lot of that with you wherever you go. So what you end up choosing from is a lot of the same kind of energy. You know, it's like, well, it's just a different environment, you know, but it's kind of the same energy. So, and we don't always get that because this is what we kind of trained ourselves to focus on, what always needs improvement or what could be better, or just in case, you know, there's always that, you know, extra just in case. And I think it serves a purpose to a point. But I love how Liz has put this for you because it's appropriate. Like I said, at the end of the year, at the end of our project, at the ending of something, like there's this knowledge that, man, I'm getting it done. And I see, you know, there's an end date and I see that and I know I'm doing well. But it's just a natural conclusion to this project. And you almost have like this bit of depression because like, oh, what am I going to do now? You have between, you know, that point and where you are right now, you have, you know, some holidays, at least, you know, even if you don't celebrate, it's still a point in time where most people are at least taking some time off and doing, you know, doing things with family or, you know, just doing something a little different out of the norm. When we talk about slowing things down, and I know Jen, you know, she's Jen from Chicago. So I know you're in that big city and I think it's interesting for Liz to bring up nature because Liz is also extremely starved for nature. You know, when she comes to a tree, she's like, oh, you know, a tree. You know, she's just so...
Yeah, we start dating.
So,
yeah.
it can get a little crazy. So, you know, let them have their moment. But she brings up this whole notion of when you were at your most relaxed and feeling like, you know, I think a sense of freedom because of that relaxation, it's from being in nature. And so whatever you can do, and I love how she said some certain things, you know, whether it's just, you know, just images or YouTube, but, you know, Chicago is a big city, but it doesn't take much to get out of it and to kind of be in nature. You know, you could, you know, you can go to the lake. You know, there's a lot of things you could do where it's still going to be a sense of peace. But I think anxiety, but it's sort of a trained response to keep busy. But there's a lot of healing and just overall wellness in taking a little break and not having that need to get everything kind of lined up. The idea of planting seeds, that's the same thing. It's there's a lot of stuff that happens underneath the surface that we cannot look at, and if we dig up the dirt to look at it, to see the progress, it ends up slowing it down. You know, something just needs to stay underground and let the universe do its thing. So with you, like, you know, you're doing well, and I think the acknowledgement that you're doing well is great. So there's this idea that, you know, where you are right now is fine. You're not going to drop off the face of the earth because you don't have anything lined up or you don't think you do. Things are in motion. And the best thing you can do right now is to continue to feel really good about, you know, about where you are, about, you know, what you're doing, what you know you can do, and what the opportunities that are going to present themselves are going to, you know, when they show up, they're going to show up. And for you to feel like, wow, I feel good, I feel rested, I've been in touch with nature, I've been in touch with my nature, this is great. That gives you a different vibe going into the new year than the anxiety of there's a timeline and a deadline and then what? Do you see what we're trying to put together for you? Like it's just a noticing of something different because it's all within you. You've already said it. You know, you've already owned it. It's just kind of sustaining that that focus what you're doing. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I realize it's the end of the year and things get full, so I'm aware of that. That's, you know, that aspect as well.
Of course. Mm-hmm. So, yeah and I started telling myself yesterday, okay, well, this is a good opportunity to take care of loose ends. Because really not much is going to happen between now and January 1st in terms of external circumstances or new things with work. So,
correct.
Yeah, so if anything, like if you can't beat them, join them, you know, and
right.
just enjoy this space that has been presented. It's not like you're playing hooky.
No.
This has been presented. And pat yourself on the back. You don't even do that.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, pat yourself. I'm patting you on the back now. And relax those shoulders. Girl, can you lower those shoulders, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay.
I am supposed to go to a farm on, it's funny you mentioned this farm, on January 2nd.
Well, I'm glad.
Nice.
I'm glad you went out of your way to let us know. Thank you.
Yeah. Now that I think about it, I have a friend who has a farm with a bunch of like chickens and ducks.
Girl,
and stuff, so,
you
and
need to go to the farm. Thank you. Have a place. Hello, Elisa's like you can go here. I was gonna like, say, oh, you can go to Wisconsin. Girl, you got a friend with a farm. You got a hookup. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So then go play with some chickens.
Okay.
That
all
is
right,
great.
Darling.
That
call
is going to be really
going to
give you a world of good.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Take care.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. Girl, bye. I'm talking about nature. She got a friend with a farm. You think she would have said
yeah,
something?
Good.
No, it's great.
Well,
like
know,
I'm busting
that,
your chops. Don't be like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Well, you know,
no,
the,
I'm busting chops.
You know,
is what we
mindset, when you're in that mindset of.
You don't see
you
that.
When you ask a question. Yeah, and so I think it's a good thing that that it was something you just mentioned. It's like, okay, oh, okay, yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
I already
and
have
it's
that.
All
she
in
had
the
that
energy.
Lined up.
It's all
she
in the energy. Yeah.
So she's good. She's doing fine.
She's doing great.
She's doing fine. It's
she's
just paying attention.
Great.
It's really paying attention to that and realizing, you know, I'm already taking those steps. So I can just relax. I really can breathe in a little deeper.
Right.
I can let go from that tension in my shoulders of maybe not doing enough.
Right. And
what a great way of doing it. I mean, a great reminder.
Yeah. And again, we say this all the time that one of the gratifying aspects, many gratifying aspects of doing this show is that basically we're just creating space for the purest part of ourselves.
Right.
Right. So for my neurotic, insane, chaotic PTSD realness to do this show, that's such reassurance to tap into the energy of others, because then we're all pure. Then I'm not dealing with my story. Then I'm not dealing with my residual trauma. I'm not dealing with my responsibilities as a single mom. I'm not dealing with all those things. And to me, whole, sane, and healthy. Because I could start drinking at 8 o'clock in the morning and be 200 pounds heavier than I am right now. And people be like, yeah, we get it. Of course. Have a cookie. Yeah. Here's a drink. Have a cookie. So I get it. So there's a sustainability that happens where we get the gift. Like, we're giving, but we're really receiving.
Right.
That we come out of the call knowing that we've given something whole and good for a caller to embrace and work with. So it's the gift that keeps on giving, I think.
Right.
All day.
I like it. Yeah.
I like it too.
Great. Well, I want to say hello to Jay, who's in the chat room. And I know that sometimes Raven is in there. So that's always nice. I'm not always able to check in the chat room. Sometimes the chat room doesn't even work for me.
Oh, for anybody.
I can't always see who's in there. I know. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it happened with Anna too.
Yeah. Sometimes we get temperamental.
We're just kind of outgrowing Block Talk a little bit. But
I think we are.
We are. We've been outgrowing for about 2 years, but it's just like things have happened, you know. Like,
right.
Anna and I have both gone through, like, you know, trauma and divorce. So, like, we're not thinking about, oh, let's find a new server for this show. It's like I'm so grateful that I continue to do a show under the most direst of circumstances for my sanity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't thinking about, oh, let's find this other platform. It's like, you know what? As long as I'm not jumping off a bridge, I'm good. So,
right.
Doing the show has really supported believing in life and believing in source and knowing that it's this is just part of doing the work, doing the heavy lifting, and then surrendering that to source, right, all day. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, before we got on the air officially, I was able to tell you really quickly that this past Tuesday after the show, I took my aunt to the doctor. She had been coughing for over a week, getting a lot worse.
I
was thinking, I think she's got bronchitis.
Yep.
Sure enough, she does. But they were asking some questions like, you know, do you have asthma? Is there a history of asthma? And she said that, you know, one of her brothers had it, one of my uncles.
Oh.
And so she's had a cough for a while. It's not all the time, but every so often she'll just cough.
Mm.
So I wonder if it's something that it is, you know, she basically has asthma.
Right.
You know, and I wouldn't be, I guess I shouldn't say I wouldn't be surprised, or I'm surprised because, you know, her husband was a smoker, pretty heavy smoker.
I was going to ask you that.
Number of years.
So secondhand smoke will do it to you.
Right. So, I'm just looking at the whole thing, like, how come she hasn't kicked this? Because she herself, she does not smoke.
No.
And she, I know, got whatever, a touch of whatever, like we all had, my mom and dad and myself, when we came back from our trip, you know, everyone was coughing. And But no one had a cough like for that long. Like even my mom had a cough, but then she got it. She ran its course, and then then she took some medicine and she was fine. So I think my mom had it the worst of us, of the three of us. And then when we got home, for me, it was a combination of that and traveling while having that, which was like,
yeah, that will do it.
I basically have just been kind of sequestered since I've been here, since I've come back. I've just had to kind of put myself in this cocoon, in part to avoid, I was hoping to avoid getting anyone else sick, but also so I can get better. And, when I took her to Kaiser, which is where she goes for her health concerns, I don't really like going to hospitals or any doctor's office.
Because
everyone's sick usually.
Right, exactly. Don't like it either.
But I had to do it, and she's miserable. There's a whole procedure, all the usual. Let's get your check your blood pressure, wait,
yes,
and all ask the questions.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
And she's just, just trying to stay. She's exhausted. She's exhausted.
Yeah.
She's trying not to cough everywhere, but obviously she needs to.
Yeah.
Poor
thing.
So we got all kinds of medicine for her, an inhaler, all these different things for her.
Mm-hmm.
But she is still, obviously not feeling great. And, it's like, she's taking some of this medicine and it's like, it's still pretty bad. And then she started a particular round of medicine, the next morning, because that's kind of how it was laid out. Like, you take this, start this one tomorrow. We went, in the morning. So she had a whole day of some of the stuff that she had to take. But, it was going to take some time. So she started her round yesterday morning. And I could see where there were periods of time where she was kind of quiet. She's in her room, and I'm thinking she's sleeping, and I could tell she was asleep. And I know she'd wake up every so often, and cough, but I still think she's getting some better rest.
Oh, that's good.
Which is key.
Paramount.
When I took her and I came back, I think I ate a little something, and I went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just went to sleep, and I'll wake
exhausting.
Up.
It's exhausting. Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm at least able to sleep. I mean, even though I'm still on a weird time zone schedule, I'm able to rest.
Right.
And so, obviously,
so
my concern is making sure it's bronchitis. So I don't want to get it.
No, girl. You're not getting nothing.
But I can tell, I just have to pay attention and just try to take care of myself.
And lay
so
low
whenever
and don't
I'm
overreach.
Able to rest.
Don't overdo.
Right.
And like what we said to Sharon in Chicago, that this time has presented itself to us, and let's just take the most advantage of it that we can.
Right.
So that means laying low and just watch the social stuff and be very judicious, pick and choose, and really listen to your body. Yeah, some people run themselves so ragged during this time. Like, really pick and choose. There's party every night, and then New Year's Eve, and then, and then you wake up New Year's Day, you feel flat, bloated, hungover, you didn't take off your makeup, you have one shoe on, one shoe off. It's not cute.
Well, and I have to think down the road as well, because I was planning on going home for at least, 2 or 3 days for the holidays.
Oh, Charleston, maybe. Mm.
But I'm scheduled to do a tour Sunday.
Oh.
So, I really haven't been doing anything. So I've just been resting and I think that should be fine. I'm not keen on having to drive. And my mom is like, you don't have to come. And I didn't realize that. My aunt was supposed to go to Tampa for the holidays.
But she's probably not up to
it. She's like, I don't, well, why not? She'll be in the car with some other relatives who are, about as old as she is. I'm like, I don't think you need to be confined in a car with them,
right?
For, 8 hours of driving.
I don't know. Kind of have a feeling you guys are going to stay put. Just saying.
Yeah. I mean, even she is thinking, I probably can't go. And I'm thinking, I'm already kind of cutting it close.
You've been running around, honey.
Doing a tour. Well, yeah, not really recently, but
no,
doing
but,
a tour.
But in recent weeks, hello.
Oh, I know, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking I may just really, you know, I mean, I don't want to leave her here. Not that she would necessarily be by herself.
No,
all
I
here,
agree.
But,
yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah. So I'll probably just check in with my family and let them know.
Yeah. You'll have options.
But I probably
won't
be making it. Probably making it down. For the end of the year, you know, for Christmas. So.
Yeah. No, honey.
So.
I want to lay low.
Yeah.
I am hosting my family on Christmas Day, and today happens to be December is crazy, but it's a little less crazy because I don't have to deal with acknowledging or celebrating my ex-husband's birthday, so that's knocked one off. One thing to deal with. But my son's
right.
birthday is today.
Oh, yeah,
Cole's
that's
birthday.
Right.
20 years
oh,
old.
My gosh. Oh, my gosh.
And I believe he's in his seven. He's starting his seven. According to him, that's what he said he was. I don't remember. But, yeah.
Oh,
and
okay.
he decided, and he's I can't say he's a great kid. Mom, I'm a man. Whatever the hell you are, you're whatever. But he actually is having his first little house party tonight. So, of course, I with a disco theme. Thank you. So, of course, mommy is like hooking it up as mommy does. He's like, I hate when you say mommy, as his mother does. I told him to listen to the show and call in for a reading, but I don't know if he's going to do that. And, yeah, so it's you know me. You know I like to host, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be good. So.
Oh, wow.
That's later.
Well, happy
yeah,
birthday to him.
Happy birthday.
He
Cole,
is in a seven.
Yeah.
He is in a seven year.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, when you said, oh, yeah, today's his birthday, I'm like quickly calculating. I'm like, yeah, he is in a seven year. So, I think it'll be it's always going to be a good year. I mean, you know.
Yeah, the six was rough for him, but yeah, so he's looking forward to the
well,
seven.
Because the six had to do with family. I mean, that.
Thank you. Right. Hello.
That had to do with family and his support system and how he takes care of himself. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, that's, that has to do with, like, the personal love and those kind of connections and how all of that has, you know, it's been changing. It's been, you know, kind of reconfiguring.
Oh, my God, it's been a roller coaster.
Time.
Roller coaster.
So this year for him, for the seven, will allow him that time off from all the other stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He can start to focus more on himself, like doing a lot more of the internal work. So anything else he's got planned, you know, long-term with Reverend Adam and his spiritual growth and development.
Oh, yeah.
That will
yeah.
help. Put things in perspective for him.
Yeah.
And it's a whole year. It's a whole year. So if he kind of, you know, not hides away, but kind of takes some time out for himself, it's necessary.
Yeah,
he's
good at that.
Also having to reevaluate, you know, some certain trajectories in his life, like where he
yep.
wants to be, what he
yep.
wants to be doing.
Yep.
And so hopefully, you know, emotionally it won't be – you know, emotionally, externally, won't be as busy.
It was hard
with
on
other
all of
people's
us. Yeah.
stuff. Oh yeah,
right.
Oh yeah, sure.
And he went through
sure,
a breakup
everyone...
with his ex-girlfriend, who was a lunatic.
Right.
So it was, yeah, lots of things. Right.
Right. Right. So.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, that stuff. You know, how long have I known him and you guys? You know, he's I can't believe he's
years.
He's 20. My gosh.
Yeah. You know, so, he's 10 years old. Yeah.
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 And so. The sort of sensitivities that he's into, you know, this is the time to strengthen those and to kind of go
right.
deep. And not to say, oh, nothing bad will happen. He's going to be, you know, and he's always fine. It's just, you know, how
of
he's
course.
Processing it. That's probably why
it's
this
life.
Last year was, the last couple of years really have been.
Oh, my God. Right.
Yeah.
It really depends.
Have
and
been
he loved the five.
Very deep for him.
Mm-hmm. And the last time I went through a five, it was very, it was crazy. And I'm going into a five, and I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait. And it's so interesting because the four, like I've learned so much just from doing the show with you. The four, it's about, you know, getting your ducks in a row, and it's incredibly painful, you know. But it's incredible how, like, I sat down with an accountant the other day, and scary AF. However, I feel taken care of, and I'm going to be okay. It's a lot of responsibility. Yeah, filing head of household. You know,
right?
Claiming the kids, the whole thing, and I'm like, I'm a big girl now. Like, like that's such a grown up, and the anxiety that went with that, you know, to really organize everything, and I have to continue to do that so that he can have his stuff ready. So I'm taking this time to organize for my accountant, and I'm so grateful that it's the holidays because it's probably going to take me a good week. Because I know how I am.
Oh, yeah.
To, like, organize it like an accountant. Yeah, to really organize it and print it out and make it gorgeous. So I know, I already know, but to feel like, okay, that's the four. And I kept thinking about that, like, wow, that really is the nature of the four. And in the four, well, yes, my divorce got final. In the four, I got my Colombian citizenship. In the four, I'm switching over the taxes. In the four, I'm making strides to getting the apartment to look nice. In the four, I'm trying to, like, hold it together with my kids. In the four, like, wow. So it's all that lining up. So it's incredible how, yes, I agree with you, Elisa. Every year is good. Every year is good. Challenging, but every year is good. And when I met you, I was in my five. So it's so interesting going into the five. And that five kicked me in the butt. Well, every year does. But that, the five really, the five really did a number on me. So I'm kind of excited because when Cole was talking about, like, how much he loved the five, I'm like, you know what? The five isn't, like, none of the numbers are bad. None of the numbers are bad. So the five, so I'm looking forward to, like, the flip side of the five. You follow what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay. So.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have a numerologist in the family. Huh?
Of course. It's just a reminder because, you know, whether you like the number or not, you're in it, you know, so you better figure out.
Well, yes.
What are you working with? And every time.
And
work, like,
with the energies. Right.
An eight is going to be different if you're struggling, if you feel like you're having a rough time. You know, I'm in an eight now, and I'm like, well, you know, if I tell people, oh, you shouldn't be looking for those opportunities, and sometimes the opportunity just looks very different because we think opportunity, we think, oh, eight, we think riches and
yeah,
abundance.
Yeah, you
think
the lotto.
Sometimes it's
the opportunity to grow.
Sometimes those opportunities,
opportunity
to grow.
Right,
but it's
right.
Also these opportunities. It's still work involved, this, you know. And sometimes it's this acknowledgement of, you know, you have to continue doing the work. You can't just, like, okay, here, 8 year, let me sit back.
Right, right. Hold on. Yes. Hold on 1 second. Well, keep talking. I'm gonna put myself on mute.
All right. So, you know, there are people who get kind of wrapped up in the numbers, and that's usually how it is when people learn like a new system of looking at their life, like whether it's astrology or, you know, even tarot cards or numerology, we can get so into it that we want to fit our lives around it and our understanding of it. But the whole point is you expand your understanding as you use these tools. So, you know, we may have one point of reference when we learn in books, but when we apply it to our lives, it can look very different. You know, the meaning and the expression may kind of fit the spirit of what you were taught, but, you know, it's something kind of static. You know, if it's in a book, the interpretation is where you come in. And I've also obviously benefited greatly from having this show and talking about the numbers and seeing how it applies and seeing, you know, where some of these keywords of a descriptor of a number kind of come in. Because it's not the only thing at work. it just means, you know, this is where I'm starting from, what I can focus on. But as we have our conversation and we expand all the other things that are happening in your life, you know, there's a whole picture being painted. You don't have just one color, you know.
Right.
Well, just that this number 8, that's all I got. Like, no, or this number 4, it's all you got. No, there's a lot going on. And
all day.
And so, but knowing, like, in a sense, knowing the trajectory you're on, and no, but also knowing that can change in terms of how you're going to express it.
Right.
You know, that's partly why there's this freedom and excitement with any given number and any given personal year.
Yeah.
Because from whatever you've been through, you're usually ready for something a lot different.
Oh, my God. Girl. Oof.
You know.
That's an understatement.
And it's for most people, it's like, oh, you know, like we've talked about this at the end of every year. People are like, oh, good riddance, ready for it. And this year is going to be the best year ever. I'm so ready for this year.
Oh, my God, please.
The career we're in to be over, and it's a promise of whatever the next year holds. Like, it's going to be better. And you know,
I'm like, please.
And
go to the gym.
And, yeah, and so we're conditioned to take stock of things when we think of the ending of whatever, you know, the ending and then the beginning. So ending like good riddance, beginning we're like, oh, thank God, sigh of relief, something new. And I like that. I like that we can, you know, we can do that, you know, every day, you know, every month. Just ready for this day to be over. But it's interesting because we do want to reframe our patterns of thinking so that it's not always such a heaviness.
Right.
That's accompanied these kinds of rituals, because after a while it becomes a habit, you know. We want to be able to even look at that objectively and say, you know, because you have people who get tired of feeling the burden of talking about resolutions, you know.
Right.
And they almost like, well, let's squash any hope. I don't even want to put it out there. Because
right.
I won't do it anyway, you know. And it's that, oh wow, you know, how we've kind of inverted so many things after a while, because it we haven't been true to ourselves, you know. We kind of get
right.
caught in that flow of what everyone else is supposed to be doing, and when you
mm-hmm.
realize, I just don't have the energy for it, like, well, what have you been doing to take
nope.
care of yourself?
Exactly.
You know,
I
think we stopped off after my aunt's appointment yesterday, and the other day, to get some food. You know, she's like, I'm really hungry, and I'm like, well, that's good, because our appetite's back, you know.
Right. Good. Good.
Okay. That's good. So we stopped off to just to get some food to go, and the guy there was like, oh, you know, have you finished all your Christmas shopping? And I'm like, I don't do any Christmas shopping. Like, our family, we just don't do it, because my parents are like, we have everything. We have too much stuff. Like, don't get us anything.
Yes, exactly. That's my mom too. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Don't get us anything. Just come here if you can, or you know.
Right.
And you know, and my brother and his wife, like, I have stuff for that I picked up for them.
Right.
From the trip,
when you were traveling.
We normally don't do a lot of gift exchanges, because honestly,
yeah,
like we think
I don't do it with my siblings.
You have everything you need.
Yeah.
you
got money
you
and
need.
I don't. Hello. Right. Yeah.
And it's like, well, you know, but yeah, we just don't. We just like, it's nice to be able to see each other.
Yeah, we don't
so,
do that. Right.
So I was like, I said, oh, you know, I'm not. I didn't get into my whole story with him, but he's like, oh yeah, just, I do everything online. I said, oh, that's great. You know, I'm just encouraging him. That's where he is. You know, he's
and
got
that's
a,
why most people
he's
are good
a,
for them.
And that's
yeah.
fine. Yeah.
Yep.
Thought about the date. I'm like, oh yeah, I guess Christmas is next week. Didn't even think about it.
No, it's just occurring to me now. Well, see, the thing is, every December I would have to deal with 2 December birthdays and the holidays, and it would make me crazy.
Sure.
So I'm crazy for other reasons, which is like managing being a single mom, whatever. So that swapped out for that, but focusing on my son's birthday and navigating that so that it's fabulous for him. And then I said to myself, oh, beep, it's Christmas. I'm hosting. And I went to put in a grocery order for delivery since, again, I'm now single, so it's not like I have access to a car and extra help or whatever.
Right.
So I order from Peapod, which is a great food delivery service for a supermarket. And their server was down yesterday. And I'm like, oh, snap, because I can't get a delivery until, like, after – it's going to be too late because of that, they don't deliver during certain days because of the holidays, blah, blah, blah. And I had to scramble and find another vendor for my holiday ham because I was not going to be online with everybody getting their stuff for Christmas at Whole Foods to get an overpriced ham, you know. So when I said, hold on, that was my food delivery that came. So they just delivered the ham. That's why I said I'd put you on mute.
Yay, all right.
All right, so Cole wants to call in. So call in. You call the number that I texted you. It's not working. All right, come here, come here. All right, he's listening to us on speaker. All right,
okay.
So. All right, so go ahead, Cole. So talk to Elisa.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Go on speaker.
Wait,
right, right, right. Go on speaker.
I have to call again.
No, just put your phone on speaker.
No, because I hung up.
Okay, let me see if I can put you on speaker.
No, I can do it.
No, we can do it on speaker on this phone. On this phone.
Mom, I'm joining it.
Okay. Okay, she's calling Blog Talk. Press 1.
So that was him. I saw this. I saw the number.
Do you see 917?
No. Hey, I have a 646 number right now.
Yeah, that's mine.
Oh, that's yours. Okay.
Hey.
Right, go in your room.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
He's going to his room because I can't.
Hi, sorry.
Yeah, okay, you know. All right.
So if it's a weird echo, it's because you need to definitely be in your own room. So, hi.
Hi.
I don't hear him.
Happy birthday. Good, 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 good. Okay. So, yeah. What's going on? It's your birthday.
Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can.
I can hear you. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's my birthday. I'm excited for it just because this year's been pretty challenging, to say the least, for me, and I've gone through a lot of changes. Specifically, there was one moment in April where, in the span of, like, 2 weeks, it felt like my entire life was falling apart, where I was at school, and I found out that I wasn't going to be in the school that I was at anymore for a bunch of random reasons, and the school that I was planning on going to found out that it was a scam, even though a family member, like, recommended it to me, and then he, like, admitted that, like, oh, it's actually a really awful school, you shouldn't go here, after, like, I already applied and everything. Went through a really bad breakup with my girlfriend, who was also my best friend first before we started dating, and she was, like, a huge support system for me, like, through everything going on with my family, and then the stuff with, like, my family was getting really bad, too, and I was kind of just, like, isolated, like, in this room that looks like a prison cell at my college campus, as, like, everything is lighting up into flames, and I just had no idea what was going on. I mean, things have drastically improved a lot since then, but this year has just been such a whirlwind for me. I'm excited, you know, because I've been seeing, like, the end of that, and especially in, like, the most recent couple of days, like, I've been feeling pretty good about, like, where I'm heading and moving towards and everything.
Good. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, like, you know, you already calculated, you figured, yeah, you're in a 7 year now. So, that's definitely a spiritual number. So the energy behind that is that you go more into yourself anyway, but it's obviously necessary. You put a lot of energy out this past year, you know, for other situations and other people. And so rightly so, your focus will be more inward and internal. And you got the whole year, you know, you got the whole year to do what you need to do, to, you know, get yourself realigned in a sense. 7 is
it's necessary for that period of time to exist so that, you know, the exhalation of breath you've been waiting to do, you can do. and the whatever downtime you need, whatever space you need to recharge, you can do that. And in the meantime, as you do that, you're also looking at, you know, reevaluating where you've been, where you're going. It's a great time to do that because you're checking in and you're sort of looking at, well, these were things that I had wanted to do. And like, this curveball thrown at me. So, you know, what does this mean now? And without all the busyness and the noise from all these other situations where that's lessened tremendously, that gives you the space and the time to do that kind of contemplative, inner work. So you can start to see, well, because of these situations, I've now been able to say, I think this is where I want to be, where you've been looking at other options and you can kind of do it in your own time and not have to, you know, share it with 20 million people all the time. It's just an exploration, you know, so it's necessary. I love how you're seeing that light, you know, at the end of the tunnel. But it's interesting because it's like, it's a light and you're still going to be in your little cocoon because it's protective. It's for you. And so just take your time. Like it's a holiday. So, you know, the routine, it's not only a holiday, but it's also your birthday and then, you know, New Year. So you have a lot of things to just be happy about, to celebrate, take the time you need for yourself, obviously.
Yeah.
And then, you know, take the next year really. And see how, you know, you're going to be able to make some better decisions for yourself. And you'll own it. Not that you made bad decisions in the past, but it's not going to be as easily influenced from outside factors.
Mm. Yeah.
So it feels a little clearer for you.
Yeah, and I've already been starting to kind of feel that too, because, like, as of, like, the past, like, few days, like, I don't know, something just compelled me to start, like, journaling as well, where, like,
nice.
Each day I've been kind of, like, taking time to, like, actually just, like, write down, like, how I'm feeling and kind of reflect on the day, and I've been writing down my dreams and everything, too, and it's actually been, like, even though I've only been doing it for a few days, it's felt pretty significant to me, because some of my dreams will almost be, like, sort of prolific for, like, how the day actually ends up being or things that'll end up happening, where I'll wake up in the morning and whatever feeling that the dream left me with, sometimes I'll write down like a message to myself. And one dream in particular the other day, I had this dream where it was this really bad experience where I was with this girl that I didn't really like, but I was still hanging out with them anyways, and they were like, they were being like super like manipulative and stuff and trying to get me to do things that I didn't want to do. And it was just like really bad and made me feel a lot of anxiety. But when I woke up in the morning, I like wrote down in big caps in my journal, never settle, like, you know, for anything, like whether that be like with, you know, relationships or with people or with like, just like never settle, for less than like, you know, I deserve or that I'm worth. And then later that day, as I was working, I'm a doorman at Tiffany's, so I was at Tiffany's, like, outside, you know, doing my job, and then this, like, I had this crazy experience where this, like, old woman, who's, like, 42, like, saw me.
Old woman.
I mean, old for me, as I'm getting to, she ran across the street and, like, spotted me, and she then was basically, you know, hitting on me and made it very clear that she was hitting on me and was trying to get me to give her my number and everything. And
I was pissed.
But it was just crazy that, like, nothing like that has ever happened to me before, but, like, just the fact, like, I had that dream, like, the same day, and then that happened later, and it kind of gave me, I guess, more strength to be able to deal with that situation because I was just coming out of that dream. So.
Right. I love it. Yeah. I mean, you know, you're always getting messages. You're always getting downloads. And so just connecting it with your awakened life and seeing how it applies is perfect. I mean, you're right on track, obviously.
Yeah.
And so that, I love it because that's you making these connections. That's you seeing that, yeah, I do have these tools within me to handle, you know, this cougar of a woman trying to hit on me, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, and obviously, like, okay, it's flattering, but it's kind of creepy because you're like, wait a minute, you know, this is.
Yeah,
You know, I think, obviously, it's something you're going to have to get used to. You're going to have to get used to people hitting on you. And you know, it, because you're going to be in that spotlight, you know, and you have that kind of light, that kind of energy. So knowing what's going to be appropriate for you is the most important part. And realizing it from within, not, you know, not the peer pressure of, oh man, come on, you know, you can hit that. That's, you know, it's none of that because you know, the kind of nonsense that comes with it. But it feels good to know that you're making the decisions, you know, based on your own knowingness. You know, a lot of people who are, you know, when you're just being human, you're trying to figure out stuff, you know, and sometimes you don't have that experience until you get the experience, and then it's a bad experience or not so great experience, and then you realize, okay, don't need to do that anymore. Some people don't even get to that step.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because they don't know who they are, and they don't even want to explore that. They want to be like everyone else. And how boring is that?
It definitely is a weird thing that I've been learning to kind of balance it because of, you know, how different I am than like most people or most, you know, people my age, especially, where like sometimes I'll, you know, I turned 20 today, but there's often a lot of times where I feel like, you know, oh, I feel like I'm 15. And then other times I feel like I'm like a 45-year-old man. That's like, you know, just wants a break
that's
from the
so
world.
Old.
Coming back from like a long day at work. Well, yeah. So it's just, I don't know. It's just interesting because even though like my biological age is 20, I oftentimes feel like the general like consensus of people my age, I feel like so different from a lot of the time. But then I also feel like there with them as well. But it's just something that I've been kind of like, you know, embracing and just accepting the facts and that it's not necessarily a bad thing.
No, it's not. I mean, it's you. I mean, you're going to be, you've had this awareness for so long that, and you've been living in this world that most people, even if they have those experiences, wouldn't even know how to go about talking about it or processing it. So you have so many more, you know, outlets to work on that. So in that sense, and you're incredibly blessed, but it also means that you have a lot of different situations that will come up that some of your peers won't get, you know, they're still trying to figure out, you know, some of the basic stuff that you're like, okay, that's not even that important. Like in your priority of things, that conversation is like incredibly boring or it doesn't even make any sense to you to have that conversation because why? I guess it's not important for you, but you can appreciate that it's important for them and it's just something they have to go through. Like the stuff that you're looking at and that you're wanting to explore, that's on a different level from most, you know, 20-year-olds. But I will say this, you because of your awareness, I think you'd be pleasantly surprised when you are able to open up with certain people and you'll know who to open up with. You know, you'll get better at that. But I think you'll be surprised that it'll be a group of people from different ages, you know, different backgrounds. I mean, I've also worked in this type of situation where I'm surrounded by a lot of younger people, like in the college setting. And, you know, I don't think I'd get away with it now, but you know, a few years ago, people were like, "Oh, are you a senior like me? I'm a super senior." I'm incredible. I'm very old, so they're like, "Oh," so they like they all want to hang out, and it's great, it's flattering. But you're like, "Yeah," but the things that you're really worried about are things that I haven't had to look at in decades. So, you know, I can be that person to kind of talk with, but you know, so it's just knowing. But these are still some of my greatest friends. You know, now they're older. They got, you know, they were married. They got kids, but I remember them when they were in college.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good. It's good practice because you are going to be an important figure in a lot of people's lives with mm-hmm. how you handle yourself, what, you know, the things that you've experienced, especially on the spiritual level. And so for you to ground that with your everyday reality, it's gonna be an interesting ride, obviously. I think it doesn't have to necessarily mean like, oh my God, it's going to be horrible. It just means you're going to be dealing with some stuff and experiencing some things that until you're able to, you know, figure out how to process it, not even have to figure that out, but just how are you going to handle it? That's the whole point. You know, that is your education and your learning, and it's also your gift and your responsibility. Yeah. So, you know, you obviously have plenty of people around you to help with that. But your experience is your own. I love that you're journaling. I think that's a great thing. And
yeah.
as often as you can do it, whenever you can do it. And I know, like, I also tend to have a lot of dreams, and I tend to remember them. I don't always have to write them down. But it's the same kind of thing of making that connection and just to see where it plays out and how you handle it. But you're so much more in touch with what's happening with you, and that can only help you even more. Like, you are your own gift, and it's great. It's great. And it's great to be on track for that energy of that 7 year. I mean, it's whatever you can do to take care of yourself. And I'm all about that, you know, for all the things that we have to go through, remembering to take care of yourself and, you know, doing what you need to do for your own well-being. Even if it doesn't seem like that's what everyone's doing, that's exactly probably why you need to be doing it. Because not everyone else is going to be doing it.
Yeah,
you know, not everyone else
sure.
is going to have that awareness to say, you guys, peace out. I'm going to take care of myself a little bit.
Yeah.
And the more you're able to own that, the better it is for you and everybody else around you.
Yeah, that's been another big thing, too, that's only started happening, like I've just been dealing with recently is, I've been noticing and feeling, I mean, sometimes I'll get anxious and feel anxiety from it, but I know it's just, you know, me moving through it. But I've been like reevaluating a lot of kind of just like friendships and certain relationships that I've had or have been in. And a few people I've been doing have done me wrong a bit and have done a few things that are kind of shady. And I hate confrontation. Like, I hate confronting people. It gives me such anxiety, but like I did it in a polite way, and I'm just like for myself, like, no, like, I shouldn't be feeling anxious about what this person thinks of me, because it's not doing me any good, and this person isn't serving me anymore. They served a purpose for me at one point, but like I don't think that they're really benefiting or helping me grow or expand anymore. And so that's been something that I've been noticing too. And I've also been noticing just how often, like, sometimes I'll come from that place of being afraid of what other people think of me, with my actions and, what I say and everything, where, and that's because, like, you know, I was bullied in high school or whatever. And then as a survival mechanism, I kind of just kept to myself, but I don't need to do that anymore. And I don't need to stifle myself or how I express myself anymore, and I don't want to, but it was just, I don't know, it was just nice that I was able to kind of like label that, because I think for a while I haven't been able to directly like call it out for what it was, and I think it played a factor in holding me back in a much bigger way than I realized before. So it's been really nice to be able to kind of start moving out of that as well and releasing that energy too.
Yeah. Look,
we're proud of you.
You know, you're growing up and you're figuring out, you know, the way the game has been played and the way you want to play your own game. And I mean, that's as your mom would call it, the refinement that happens when you
refinement transformation.
I mean,
refinement transformation.
I mean, everyone has to go through that. Everyone goes through this process where when you have to actually speak out for yourself.
Yep.
Can it be done in a way that is true for you, but also doesn't have to destroy the other person? You know, like we're figuring that out. And in some cases, you're the way you would say something, if it were said to you, you'd have been like, oh my God, that's so harsh. But for them, they're like, that's exactly what I need to hear. You never know. You never know. Because some people respond to like the tough love, and because that's maybe the only way they can respond. That's the only way it gets through to them. in other ways, you realize maybe in hindsight, as you continue to do this, that you have other words that for some people you'll feel like they're not going to get it if I hit it over the head with them, but they'll get it if I give it on a silver platter to them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's interesting because for some people, you just won't feel like you get it right, but you never know. So when you can let go of, from what I see, they didn't get the message. You know, if it's worth it, I'll try it again if it comes up again. And I say this as someone who lives, you know, with family members where I don't always know if they got my message, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there are times when I'll say, as I'm speaking, I'm realizing, wow, I'm like raising my voice and I know I'm frustrated, but you know, in the moment, that's how it's going to come out.
Thank you.
That's
hard.
That's definitely a thing in my household.
All right, you relax.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it's hard. It really is. It really is hard. But everyone's trying to evolve, and they're pinging off each other the same way. Now, how they handle it is going to be different.
Yeah.
How you handle anything is going to be a little bit different. But the more you're in touch and realizing, you know, what you're wanting to do, like, you know, there's not going to be a formula. You just have to kind of tweak what you're doing. But I'll be honest, not everyone does that. Not everyone has the capacity or the time or the inclination to do that kind of reflection. But I think for the very sensitive ones of us, I mean, we know it's necessary because you can't continue to operate like, you know, guns blazing every single time, you know, and I know that's not your deal, but that may feel like it at times when you're like, but I'm trying to make a point. And you know, there are different ways, and for different situations, it just depends. And you'll trust me, you'll have plenty of time. There'll be plenty of situations that come up that you're like, whoa, what's this all about? But you stay in touch with you. Because that's all you can do. And if there's other people who tell you otherwise, you know, you can take in what they're telling you, but you know, it's going to come out different from you. And that's just the truth of it. So,
perfect.
The way to be as loving and as gentle with yourself, it's because if you don't do it, no one else is going to do it for you. And if you don't
see
your own inherent worth, if you don't see how you can treat yourself better, no one else is going to do it for you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. And I know that we're over time for you guys, but just going off of that, that was something that I felt like I really was beginning to like learn and embrace when I was in my 5 year, coming out of like the other, not my last relationship, but the relationship before that one. 'Cause my five started with that one ending. And then it was me just like really focusing on myself for the first time as like this new person that I was. And even though the five was still a hard year too, I had so much fun and I felt the most confident I've ever felt in myself. And I went on this trip with my mom to San Francisco, which I can honestly say like was one of the best trips of my life. Like it was so beautiful and amazing. And I will like always remember that like for my entire life. And then like, you know, 6-7 months like late, like into the year, I became friends with my most recent ex-girlfriend, and it was great and it was awesome like at first. But then once we went to the same college together, but then once we got to school and we were like around each other just so much all the time, it quickly kind of shifted into something else and became not as healthy as it should have been. And I, without realizing it, then began directing my focus away from myself, kind of onto like the relationship as like, I need this to always be working out for me to be happy or it wasn't until that I got out of that relationship that I truly like realized the extent of it, because she broke up with me, which in hindsight I'm thankful for, because I don't know if when in that current situation I was in, if I would ever have like the awareness or like grit to, like, you know, cut things off, because I wasn't,
right.
I don't think I was truly, like, aware of how much it was negatively affecting me. And so once that happened, and I was dealing with, like, you know, a lot of anxiety and stuff that I've never felt before, because, like, this relationship ended, and then I had to kind of reevaluate things. But I immediately realized, like, oh my gosh, I should not be feeling the way I'm feeling right now,
mm-hmm.
just because this ended. Like, something definitely was wrong. And it, so I've been, since then, I've been then trying to go back, you know, and that's what, like, learning is. Like, you always go deeper and deeper, and you learn it, and then you have to go back and relearn it again, which is, but I do, but, like, I so, yeah, like, I definitely, especially from this year, like, the importance of, you know, putting yourself first. And I've been, this year, I think I've learned how to balance that, or at least trying to balance, like, putting myself first while also being there for the ones that you care about and everything.
Right.
And I'm still learning that, right. obviously, but.
Yeah, he's amazing, and we got to wrap it up because I have to finish getting ready for your birthday party. All right.
Yeah.
So, happy birthday. Love you so
happy
much.
Birthday.
Oh my God. All right. And I'll pull a message. I'll pull a message for you privately.
Thanks.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Yes. It's so handy. I'm like, Mom, can you pull a message? I'm like, absolutely. All right. So, if you guys need to get, love you so much, Cole. So proud of you. You're amazing. Love
you. Bye. Love
all right.
You guys.
Bye. Love
bye.
You. So, if you guys
love
need
you,
to get a hold
Cole.
Of
happy
us.
Birthday.
Yay. If you need to get a hold of us, please email. That was so cute. LOAblend@ I know, right? Aunt Elisa. LOAblend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Media on Facebook and check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show, I'm down to do a show on Christmas. It's up to you.
I can do it.
Yeah. Right. What are we doing? Hello. Yeah.
I'll do it.
We'll be back. We'll be on the air this coming Tuesday, Christmas Day, for our Christmas holiday special, which whatever that means. Because I always think of specials we don't even plan. It's like, oh, yeah, okay, it's a theme.
Wear your ugly sweater and
all day.
Know, have some tea.
Or your onesie.
Yeah.
Or your onesie.
Your onesie,
all
right.
Day.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. Your onesie right now. I'm actually wearing a leopard onesie. I'm not kidding. It's very cute. Meow. Anyway. yes. Okay. Holiday special this coming Tuesday, 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for a wonderful show. As always, to brighter days ahead, and let the light do the work. Love you guys so much. Love you, Lisa.
Love
take
you.
Care.
Guys, take care.
Bye.
Bye.